בשם מלכיים נעשה ונצליח, והשם עלינו ברחמיו ירוויח. We are on a Monday night class. This is the main class. We're learning from Mishkan Israel. We are summarized now all the mitzvot ona, the mitzvot of unification with the wife. We're going to go to the summary. We have in the end of the chapter a summary about everything that we learned and some adding that we did. So, the Mechaber wrote in the book on the page Yud Zayin. I want to thank Hashem for letting us broadcast again. I want to thank everybody for coming, everybody for watching. And they bring the Birkat Nisuim Ikaram Al HaChibur. All the brachot of the Nisuim that we're doing is about the unity between a husband and wife. כמו שנאמר לגבי ברכת קידושין, לקידושין, לברכות ובד קידושין, בשבע ברכות, גם ברכות הנישואים, מתייחסות בעיקר לעניין החיבור המגיע על ידי הנישואים. That also the ברכות of the נישואים, this is for to bring, to elevate the moment of the unity between husband and wife. וזה שמברכים גיבל ברכות על הבריאה של יצירת האדם, they said the three ברכות on the from the creation of the human, כיוון שהנישואים מביאים לחיבור, and the marriage brings to the unity between a husband and wife, ועל ידי זה נעשה אדם שלם. With this, the person becomes to be as a whole, as a one person. Like this, like the Zohar in Vayikra, Pei Aleph, 81. וכן משמע בגמרא, also the bringing of the Gemara in כתובות ח', מניין לברכת חתנים בעשרה, כן, מניין that, how do you know that the ברכת חתנים need to be in 10 שבע ברכות need to be in 10 people. דרבי אברהם אמר, מאחר במקלות ברכו אלוקים, השם ממקור ישראל. מה אם ממקור? על עסקי מקור. That means that we need to go to the מקור, that means that עסקי מקור, זה בשלה, ישר אותיות, it bring already, yes. עשה מקדשת המורד, בעניין הזיווג שהוא בקדושה בתארה, הוא קדוש מאוד, כי כל זיווג הוא עניין זיווג אדם וחווה, ונעשו בדמותו בצלמו יתברך, כי אנחנו ישראל קרואים אדם, על דבר זה ניתקנה שבע ברכות. That means that they are saying that the ברכת נישואים need to be in 10, because this is the basic on the מקור, that the מקור ישראל, that the blessed השם, that they saying, that they bring it בשלה הקדוש, that he said באות קוף, תחילת עשה טוב מקדושת המאור, that we need to take and to do good in the unity that the, שהוא בקדושה או בתארה, that the unity need to be in קדושה, in holiness, in purity, הוא קדוש מאוד, that this is the most קדושה, the קדושה that we have between a husband and wife. כי כל זיווג הוא עניין זיווג אדם וחווה, that every זיווג, every unity that we have is the זיווג like between Adam and Eve. ונעשו בדמותו ובצלמו יתברך, that they been created in his shape and his image of God. כי אנחנו ישראל קוראים אדם, that the Jewish people call Adam. האדם, על דבר זה ניתקנה שבע ברכות. On this, they do the שבע ברכות that we call Adam. The Adam is either could be מאוד, or either could be אדום, or either could be Adam. The Adam, that is, if a person is מאוד, והיה כל השאר עשה, והנה טוב מאוד, that everything that he did is good and bad, that good is good, and מאוד is bad. That מאוד of the Adam, if we take in the word Adam, and we write Aleph, Dalet, Mem, and we write, they take the Adam out, the essence of the person become to be the inside of the word, of the full word of Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, when you write it with full letters, that's the inside of that is mitpalel, that the person, all the brachot, coming to correct the person, that he is Adam, that he is human being, that all the essence of the person, we need to bless Hashem and to praise him for the unity that he gave us, so to be as a whole. וברשי בכתובות חט, ביאר שברכות הנישואים עיקרם על עניין הדבקות שביניהם. That ברכת הנישואים, the main reason is to the unity of the husband and wife of the חתן and קלה. נשמח חתן וקלה, that they said that they make the חתן and קלה happy. ובאחרונה משמח חתן עם הכלה. In the end of that, that they said, they make the חתן happy with the kala. לפי ששמחת ברכת הראשונה לא בשמחת חתונה, that the first bracha is not for the שמחה of the wedding, אנו אומרים שהרי תפילה היא שמתפעלים שיהיו שמחים כל ימיהם, that the blessing that they're going to be happy all day life. לפיכך אין לחתום בה משמח חתן עם הכלה. That's the reason in the beginning that we do not say the end, that he make the חתן happy with the kala. That is, first we said that ברכת נישואים משמח חתן וכלה, that they make them happy by themselves, and then the happiness that the חתן will be with the kala. That means that we have here that most, that all the things that we're going through, the wedding, is for to be able to prepare the kala, for the kala will be besimcha. שהרי תפילה היא שמתפעלים שיהיו שמחים כולם, that the davening, that the חתן kala gonna be happy all day life. לפיכך אין לחתום בה משמח חתן עם הכלה, זה משמע איש באשתו. That means that with the mean that משמח חתן with the kala, that means to make the חתן happy with the kala, that means that he make the husband happy with his wife. אלא ברוך אתה השם משמח את שניהם, that blessing Hashem that he make both of them happy לעולם בסיפוק מזונות בכל טוב, that all their life and all they been to be happy in all the needs and all the food and all the wealth and the good of the universe. ובאחרונה השם משבח לכל ברוך הוא שברך חתן ודיבוק איש באישה, that mean that he blessing, and the last bracha is to bless Hashem that he create the this wedding, that the husband could be able to cleave to his wife. ועל ידי שמחה וחדבה, that this is going to happen with happiness and unity. לפיכך יש לחתום בשמח חתן עם הכלה. That's the reason we need to end up the bracha משמח, that he make the חתן happy with the kala, שהוא לשון שמחת איש באישה, that this is the language of to make the husband happy with his wife. כנ"ל ברכה זו שעל הדיבוק, היא עיקר ברכת הנישואים, that the unity, this is the main bracha of the marriage. והטעם שכתב רשי, the reason that רשי wrote it, שאף על פי נתתי שלום בארץ, שמה תאמר, הרי מאכל, הרי משתה, אם אין שלום, אין כלום. That is saying that I gave peace in the land, רשי said, that if you said that peace in the land, that if you got food and you got drinking, that even that you have everything, but if you don't have peace, is nothing there. The peace is everything. The second thing, ולכן, להפך, כשאין העונה שלמה, הדבר מביא לפירוד. The second chapter is when the unity between the husband and the wife is not complete the way it's supposed to be. That means the husband and the wife, they are not in full happiness. כמו שאמר, לא תבשל בגדרה שבישל בה חברך. You are not allowed to cook in the same pot that your friend cooked there. ופסחים קוף יוד בית. תהיינו שלא יישא אלמנה, that means that he should not marry a widow. ופירש הרמב״ם, שמה מתוך שאין תשמישו של זה, נוח לה כראשון שתישא אותו. That means that may the second one will not going to be as comfort as the first one that she married. And not only that, it could come into a point of sinning. כמו שנאמר, אל תחלל ביתך להזנות. That you should not send your daughter for the wrong reason. וזה המשיא ביתו לזקן, and the person they take and married his daughter, giving his daughter to an old man, אמר רב המשיאה ביתו, למשיא ביתו לזקן, וכו'. ועליו הכתוב, אומר למען ספות הרבה את עצמאה. ואין שם ברשי, בעניין זה כתב הרמה בטעם, אסור איסור פצוע דקה בישראל, היות והנישואים ההם יהיו מכשול לה ולטובה. ובספר דרך פיקודיך וכולי בכלל זה לפקוד את אשתו, כי בשעה שהיא מתאבת לו והוא מונע עונתה, דבר זה גורם לה לתאוות ניאוף. ומה היא טעמה? הביאו ביוצא לדרך סמוך לביסתה, שלא תבוא לחט, וגם הצלת האיש מן החטא על ידי אשתו, והוא דווקא על ידי הנהגת האישות בדרך ישרה. So, we're going to try to explain here when what they summarize here, that the person married his wife. When he married the wife, he need to know that the how to be able to make his wife happy. If he marry a wife, that the wife, she was married before, she is a widow, he need to know that he be able to make his wife happy, and she is not going to come into the point that the first husband make her happy more than the second one, and it's going to be a problem for the second husband. And the same thing here, when somebody married his daughter to an old man, that for to be able to sustain her needs, and if this old man will not going to be able to sustain her needs, it's going to be a problem later. And then all is like a husband that he is decide to go to a journey when the time is close for his wife to go to the mikveh and to the unity of the wife. And if he is going to go to the journey, and when the needs of the wife to unite with the husband and is not going to be there, it create a difficulty for the wife, and he just basically caused to the wife to get into a situation of needs that she doesn't have, and it's going to be very much damage to his wife, that the wife going to get, God forbid, to any other problem if he is not going to be around. Meniat Pur Bu, when the husband limited the mitzvah of Pur Bu, the unity with his wife, יכולה להגרם מכך שאין עונה שלמה. That it could be that if the husband is not unified with his wife in 100%, he can limit the mitzvah of multiplication. שהרי בעצם חזל, בעצת חזל לבנים זכרים, הורו על השלמת העונה שיהיה על הבטן כדי שתהנה האישה. That means that the sages come and teach us for to be able to have a beautiful children, boys, if you want to have a baby boy, you need to be in a certain time that the wife need to conceive first, and you need to be on the stomach. שתהנה האישה יתפנה וישמחנה בדרך מצווה, that the husband have an obligation to make her happy in the way of the mitzvah. This is מסרת קלה. משמע שחסרון בצורת עונה מונע עיבוד. That means that they come to teach us when a person is limited his wife, yes, with the complete unity in the time of the mitzvah of unity, he is basically limited her from to get pregnant. Most of the problem with the lady to get pregnant is when the husband is not comfort his wife in 100% that she going to feel safe and secure enough for to be able to conceive. וכן אמרו, the same thing he said, הוי הילד זהיר בכבוד אשתך, you need to be careful in the honor and respect you to your wife, שלא תהיה הכרה, that she is not going to come into the point that she is not going to be able to bring children, God forbid. והדבר ידוע גם ברפואה, and all this they know also in the medical, when the husband is not respectful to his wife and he is not making his wife happy, it's going to be a lot of difficulty for her to conceive and to have children. And if the husband doing a good job to make his wife secure and happy, she going to get pregnant very easy. We are in the third chapter. ועלדה אחרת רמה זה הרי הקדוש שנולדיז את הרי הקדוש said בראשי התיבות של הפסוק את שבתותיי תשמורו כי עוד היא בני וביניכם, that you need to keep the Shabbos in Shmot Lamed Aleph Yud Gimel, that you need to keep the Shabbos, that this is the sign between you and I. ראשי תיבות אשת אהוב, that the head of the letter, את שבתותיי תשמורו כי עוד היא בני וביניכם, the head of the letter is אשת אהוב, that this is the wife of my beloved. ובספר זכריה, את שבתותיי תשמורו מקדשי, כן? ראשי תיבות אשתו, that you need to keep my Shabbos, and you need to keep my מקדש, my temple. This is ראשי תיבות, this is the head of the letter of אשתו, his wife. וחזינן שהקדושה שבעונת שבת שייכת לעצם האות של שבת, and the unity and the קדושה, that the person need to sustain in Shabbos with his wife, this is one of the signs of Shabbos that the person need to sustain when he need to build his home. ומצוות העונה היא המצווה המעשית הראשונה שנאמרה לאחר מתן תורה, in the mitzvah of the unity, this is the first mitzvah that been given to Am Israel that to do right away after receiving of the Torah. שובו לכם לא עליכם, that God say go back to your tent. דברים כ-5, in Deuteronomy 5, verse 27. לשמחת העונה, to go to be משמח your wife. וזה כמו שציווה לאחר מתן תורה, מזבח אדמה תעשה לי, that you need to build for me an altar from dirt, וציווה במשכן שבו תשרה השכינה, and he said that you need to dwell the שכינה in this משכן. דרמבן, in תרומה, say, כך ציווה בעונה, and this is the mitzvah of the honor, that you need to sustain the relation with his wife. שבה תלויה שלמות האדם והשראת השכינה עליו ועל מעשיו, that this is what make the person complete and that's what's bringing the שכינה to dwell on everything that he does. The fourth reason, הסיבה שכפי צורך האישה ורצונה נקבע שיעור מצוות העונה. How much is מצוות העונה? How much is that? So they said, according to the needs of the lady, this is what is the amount of the mitzvah that the husband needs to satisfy his wife. עוד נראה לי, דאף שכתבו שהאישה יכולה להרשות לבעלה שימנע עונתה, לא מדין מכילה נגעו בה, אלא שכל זמן שהיא אינה טובעת, מותר לו להימנע מעונתה. That means that the lady, they said, that the lady allowed that from the allowed the husband to limited her time to be with. That means this is not from the right way, that from the beginning that he should limited her. But what they're talking about, they said that the lady, if she is not demand for her needs, yes, her husband doesn't need to cleave to her if she doesn't show that she want it. מאחר שנתנה לו רשות, that she gave him permission for that, אבל אם חזרה וטבעה, because he gave him permission that to limited her, but if she come back and she have a needs, פשיטה דמחויה בעונה, that he obligated to sustain her needs. כנל בואה שאין שייך מכילה בעונה, היות והיא מצווה מצערה דגופה, that means that you cannot forgive for what is that, because this is a mitzvah גופה, the mitzvah of the body, that the body needed. אלא שחיוב עונה תלוי ברצונה ובצרכה, that the obligation of the unity between husband and wife, it's going on the needs, on the will and the needs of the lady, of the wife. כמו שנאמר התור, העונה שקבעו חכמים למלא תשוקת האישה, that means the main reason the חכמים sustain this unity is for to be able to fill up the need of the wife. כי אמרו, דעת האישה שהיא מתפייסת בכך, that means that the mind of the lady, she become to be very pleased with this. לכן כאשר היא מרשה לו בלב שלם למנוע, when she is agreeing a full heart to limit it or to wait for Shabbos, הרי היא מתפייסת ואינה צריכה, that means she accept and she doesn't need. וכן מצאנו בדין עונה את משתוקקת שעושונה מחדש מצוות עונה. And the same thing, if she allowed to limit him and she allowed not to unify, that if she wait, if she go to the mikveh on Wednesday and she want to go and wait until Friday for the owner because she agreed that her husband going to limit her, the same thing, if she have needs, she need to sustain, the husband need to sustain the needs, if she asking and she doesn't want to limit it and to wait for Friday, he need to sustain the owner. So Bezrat Hashem, we're going to continue next week in the same paragraph to summarize all the mitzvot ona, that the husband have an obligation to sustain the honor. The marriage need to be in a way that the marriage need to take place, that the husband need to sustain his wife. And the wife have needs. And the needs need to be from the beginning, all the wedding and all the brachot for the unity of the husband and wife. And the wedding need to be for to please the wife, that she is going to be able to like the unity that she have. And then after that, when they get married, they need to sustain their being incomplete. So this is the unity of the man in this universe, for to be able to unite with his wife, and only in her own will and her own needs, in her own time. So Bezrat Hashem, we're going to be able to build a trusting home and beautiful home, that the husband and wife are going to be able to dwell and to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu Rabbi Amenu. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.